Hello, and welcome back to
the Solar Sisters Podcast
with your host, Christina and Natasha. On this week's podcast, we'll be talking about the Great Conjunction and entering into the Age of Aquarius.
Holy shift! What was that?
Oh my gosh, what was that?
That was a huge ass shift our world just experienced on December 21st of the Great Conjunction we just had of Jupiter and Saturn aligning.
Yes, that and the winter solstice and entering into the Age of Aquarius, we had some major shifts.
From the 3D to the 5D.
Yay!
For those of you that don't know what we're talking about when we say 3D and 5D, we're talking about dimensional levels of consciousness that go into quantum physics. So globally, humans have been in a 3D level of consciousness, and this is represented by feelings of fear, limitations, lack of interconnectedness, suffering, working really hard to succeed, being locked in time and space, and just stuck in the matrix, people that are fall for fake news and media, and usually a very high ego on these types of people that are in the 3D still, and you just suffer more than you need to. Whereas in the 5D level of consciousness, people are experiencing oneness, radical forgiveness, unconditional love, manifestations are happening faster than Speedy Gonzalez, and and you know, you're just feeling like you have this just new support system of all your dreams, and your purpose in life is starting to unfold, and you can control your own reality all of a sudden. Isn't it crazy?
It really is.
And you're a free soul, and you have this knowledge now of what we are, and that we are much more than our bodies, and there is a source, there is God, and we're a piece of it, and we are just now filled with unconditional love because we have approached enlightenment, and it's a whole different world, and it's a whole different reality.
Welcome to enlightenment.
I think one of the craziest and most beautiful things that I've noticed in myself and experienced with other people, or experienced watching other people shift into the 5D, is the death of your ego.
Yes.
Like, it is gone, and everybody has an ego, and, you know, I'm a Leo. Mine was pretty big. I'm just joking. But it once I started my shift, I started shifting, I noticed, I think, in maybe May or June of last year, and I just, little by little, my ego just chipped away, and then I ended up having a beautiful out-of-body experience where I did experience ego death with Source, and basically I got scooped up like a rock and slammed down onto the ground and cracked open, and I was just left with the essence of who I am, and and God or Source was just looking down at me and looked so amused and pleased with his work, and it was profound.
Yeah, that's awesome. I would say, for me, I don't necessarily know when I started shifting, but I know at the beginning of the year, my idea of what I thought the year had in store for me was actually completely different than how 2020 has gone for me. In regards to shifting, I thought that I had my whole life planned. I thought I had my group of friends, my family, everyone around me who I thought, you know, completely loved and supported me, where this year I had some really big things that I went through, and I lost most of those people. I shedded them, you know, and let go of them because they actually weren't serving me to my highest good that I thought that they were. The universe definitely showed me that they weren't going to be on my path after this year, and now that the year is coming close to an end, I see that this shift has actually, you know, let me let go of those people and bring me into other people who have unconditional love within their souls resonating already.
I love that. And I think it's so crazy that one of the biggest things they're saying that will happen within our relationships during the shift from 3D to 5D is that there will be just sudden and harsh and abrupt ends to friendships that you thought you would have forever, because those people are stuck in the matrix still and they're staying in this more fear-based consciousness in the 3D and full of ego, whereas you're shifting to the 5D and you cannot coexist with the 3D and the it won't allow it.
Right.
Source will not allow it. So I've had 3 friendships and out of nowhere, and honestly over the most silly shit that you could ever imagine.
Sure.
Like, just the dumbest things. A phone, just dumb. And they've ended, and I can't believe it. I'm just like, I love these people, and I'll always love them, but they are, they're not in my field anymore, and I can't even explain how they ended. Well, I can't explain how they ended.
They ended because I really started to practice setting boundaries, and really strong boundaries, and sticking to them. And I think some of my friendships over the years had just gotten too comfortable, and I'm just on this different wave now of wanting to discover more, so I have new boundaries, and it didn't match with some of my friends I've had, which is unfortunate, but it's okay. We're supposed to have certain people in our lives for sometimes a certain amount of time to just learn and learn lessons together and grow together, and then you're supposed to separate and continue your journeys sometimes.
Yeah, who knows if they'll come back. Maybe
they
do.
Maybe they do. Maybe they do when they're ready, and yeah, I don't know. Yeah. You never know.
You never know.
But it's just crazy to see people not shifting and how we're just shedding like a snake. We're shedding all these heavy energies.
Yes.
And, you know, when you do shift, your body does experience symptoms.
Sure.
You know? Just like a virus, right. You know, or medicine, you experience symptoms. And, you know, the shifting brings, like, body aches.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
And pains and headaches and unusual sleep patterns.
You know, you're cutting cords with people and reconnecting with your soul tribe. You're also seeing number sequences.
And ultimately, just removing the mask that our ego has worn mostly our whole lives in the 3D, and we're removing that mask now into a more authentic and pure self of the 5D and the God consciousness and a collective consciousness with all our solar
brothers and solar sisters.
There we go. So like we said earlier, some people started this shift within the last year, but the closing of this shift occurred on December 21st. So it was the closing and sealing of this big shift that has been taking place. So if over the past week or past few days you've had a sudden energetic and emotional shift in regards to being more hopeful and optimistic about life and the future and having your goals being set very future-oriented, know that it is not just you.
No, there's been a definite tone shift in the world. There's the astrological correlation behind it between Jupiter and Saturn, because with Jupiter, we have growth, which many of us have experienced over this year and this shift. And with Saturn, representing limitations, we're bringing in boundaries and balance within our lives and relationships.
I think setting boundaries is something that you really have to practice at to get good at, because I think most of us at a point in our lives, or maybe currently in our lives, we let friends maybe walk all over us a little bit more than we should. Not in a bad way, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think bringing in or having boundaries isn't just only within those relationships either. I think it's within yourself. So knowing when to say no, knowing when it's too much for you and for your time and your energy within that time too.
I think a lot of the time some people do get nervous to set boundaries with, you know, even their close friends, because maybe they like have a paranoia or anxiety that they think like, oh, oh no, if I say this or say this, what I want, you know, I'm not gonna have these friends anymore and I'm gonna lose these friends. But if they're not gonna respect those boundaries, then that's the point.
Yeah, definitely. I think, especially talking about boundaries and all of that, it's holiday time right now. You're with your families. A lot of families aren't as close as people might think on the outside. You know, a lot of people don't have boundaries with their parents or mm-hmm. with their siblings or things like that. So right now we are really practicing how to put in boundaries with our really, really close ones.
Yeah, and if somebody's truly not going to like you because you said, just say you don't like something or whatever it is, if they truly don't like you after that and you speak in your truth, then why would you want that person in your life anyway or that type of person? You're clearly at a higher vibrational level, so
there's
no need for that.
Definitely, and once you get rid of those lower vibrating, non-match energies and people, you know, you get to make space for others who are going to be a higher match for you anyways.
And it comes in, like, mm-hmm. you'll magnetize it to you once you free that space for people that just aren't fulfilling you as they maybe once did. It's okay to grow out of things and relationships. Absolutely. And not enjoy things. That's good. That's the sign that you're evolving.
It is.
Wanting to know more about life and your purpose and not just these mundane day-to-day things, mm-hmm. like, let's drink every day.
Drink, party,
eat. Exactly. Like, it's the same day every day. So, I mean, that's okay every once in a while, but, you know.
Yeah, exploring the deeper depths of life and where you're supposed to, you know, be for your soul purpose here is a lot more fun to figure out and journey through than those same day-to-day things that keep you blocked, mm-hmm. you know, from pursuing those things.
And yes, I have noticed by me setting boundaries throughout this year and learning to do that, that I have had more room for growth and researching other areas of life because I have set limitations and set my boundaries, and I have then in turn had growth from setting those boundaries. So that ties in perfectly to what you said earlier about Jupiter bringing growth and Saturn bringing limitations.
And no, I'm not saying astrology is causing this. As always, correlation, not causation. Over this past year of 2020, Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto were all aligned in Capricorn.
The Capricorn Mafia!
As it indicates destruction of ego on a worldwide scale. You know, 2020 was objectively something astrologers have been looking at for years, saying, whoa. But as of December 21st, Jupiter and Saturn moved into Aquarius.
And, you know, this is the 5D, and the age of Aquarius is supposed to be, you know, unconditional love, but that's not to say that love and light is a free-for-all, but, you know, that's the tone for 2021. It's a mixed bag full of, you know, more rebuilding energies and healing energies. And, you know, this is going to come with some challenges, but it's much more looking towards the future to improve rather than destroy.
Whoop, 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 whoop. So, Christina, what would you say the biggest lesson was for you this year?
Do you remember when I called you back in April, and I was just shocked and in awe and had to share an experience that I had with you? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I had gone into a deep meditative state and astral projected and had an out-of-body experience, and I was taken to what I believe was God's kingdom, yeah. The kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
So I was taken there, and I was talking to Source. I was talking to God. I could physically see him. I was conversating with him, and he explained so much and showed me so much. He showed me the thought of my creation. I was shown how angels look over us on earth and how we're viewed. I was shown energetically when we pass what happens and where we actually go. The conversations I had were so crazy, and I could go into that for a while, but I'll try to summarize it. At the end of this experience I was having, the last thing that I heard before I came back into my body was, there is a God. And it was in the most strong, angelic, powerful, and stern but peaceful voice I have ever heard in my life. Like, I cannot explain this voice. And then I heard the word kingdom.
Wow.
Yeah, it is wow. And then I shot back into my body, and these soft words came to me in the end, like just whispering in my ear. I cannot explain this. And it said, everyone will bow to my name in the kingdom of heaven. And it was so peaceful. And I shit you not, when I opened my eyes, I had moved to the floor, and I opened my eyes, and I was in the bowing position, like perfectly centered on my yoga mat. It was so crazy, but it really let me know that there is a God and a creator, despite, you know, all these different cultures and different names and ideologies of God. They're the same, and all these places are real that people talk about. And, you know, it really affirmed to me that this life is definitely not the end. And there's so much more after this. It was freaking nuts. And it was just, whoa.
Yeah. And if I remember right, when you called me that day, you were like, because I hadn't fully awoken yet. I still didn't necessarily believe in God per se. You called me and you're like, I have something so profound to tell you. I know you don't believe in God. Please just hear me out. Just hear me out. But I was already starting to have that little like slit in the veil of things in my mind already. So when you told me this story of your meditation and out of body experience and astro, I was like, wow, that actually feels real. Like, it felt real within me too. And so it was crazy, because right after that, I almost went into my path of really awakening into also God consciousness within me. And there was so many synchronicities after you told me your story, and really after we came back together and came back into our connection, that I finally got to wake up on that extreme level too, and walked into my own way of seeing the kingdom and speaking to source as well.
Yeah. And, yeah. And isn't it crazy, like, how, like, it happened just like... And that the whole point of this is to wake people up.
Yes.
Like, you know, I think it's so funny when people are like, I'm so woke and stuff. They're talking about such surface level shit, like the government and the Illuminati and,
right.
You know.
Wearing that mask.
That is so ego, and it is not the definition of what being woke is. Enlightenment and divinity are the true veil of what being woke is, and removing that veil. And I think it's so crazy how just that one experience and me sharing it with you, because, you know, you resonated with it, right. And you're on that path. Like, we've been on the path to enlightenment on this spiritual journey, and it just woke you up immediately. Like, we were already in process, you know, more in the 4D, where we were shedding our ego and starting to question things more.
Yeah.
To where now we're in the 5D. And I think it's so cool how it woke both of us up pretty instantly. And now we're, you know, we want to try to wake up whoever we can too, and make those connections on that big volleyball net of the universe.
Yeah, but also understanding that this message isn't for everybody. And so the ones who want to hear it are going to resonate, and that's going to be who we come together with and rise to the next level together.
As the collective consciousness.
Yeah.
And not to say that if it's not resonating with you, that we don't want you to listen at all. Like, we want to help people approach enlightenment, whether you're ready or you're not ready. We're not here to jam our belief systems down anybody's throats.
Nope. Just hope that you're along for the same ride.
Yep, we're all here for the same ride, you know?
Yeah.
We need to approach divinity, and we're not just people on a floating ball in the middle of the universe meant to just have jobs and debt and stuff and then die. Like, if that's as far as you think the meaning of life and space in the universe goes, then you have some things to unlock.
That's for sure.
We all had to get there. Yeah, I had to too, you know, over the years, and it happens when you're ready, and you know, that's true. It can't be rushed or forced.
No, it can't. But we also are here to understand that, again, we picked this journey, we picked these lessons, you know, so it's going to happen at our time. When the time is right for each and every one of us, our paths are so different from one another.
Yeah, the game of life is, you know, learning lessons and, you know, leveling up, beating the level, beating Bowser, and going to the next level, you know. And
remaining full of love. Full of love.
Yes. So what about you, Natasha? What would you say your biggest lesson of the year was?
I would say I'm surrendering. Learning how to surrender to what's mine and what's not mine. Throughout the year, again, like at the beginning of the year, I thought, again, my life was going to be planned out. Everything I had plans for moving, a time I was going to get married, all of my family gatherings, and none of that worked out. I had to surrender to having to cancel my wedding. I had to surrender to, you know, the close down from coronavirus and switching over to homeschooling my kids. I had to surrender my whole life and my whole every day to day thing to completely change. I found out that life doesn't go the way I want to plan it, that, you know, coming into God consciousness, God is who plans my life, and everything works out exactly how it's supposed to work out. And not to be upset when those things happen, if they don't work out. I had to surrender to opening up to change, and all of that, and learning how to apply that to my life, where now, you know, with coronavirus going on and the lockdown still in place and having to wear masks everywhere and not be with people as much, it's been hard on a lot of us, learning all of that. And we've been feeling alone, you know, going into the lockdowns. I know a lot of people were feeling alone, and coming into this pandemic, I've been doing a lot of shadow work, and I had, again, to surrender to what no longer served me.
You know, I think there's so much beauty in surrender, and I think that both of our stories are so different, but they still, within this year, brought us, connected us back to source and helped shift us into the 5G. 5D! I mean 5D.
Oh, but you know, 5G!
You know, oh, 5G! Oh my God! All right. You know what? Speaking of 5G, like, just to get off topic a little bit here, some crazy shit. Ooh. So, you know, it's not a coincidence that the corona is another name for the sun's plasma field. And corona in Spanish means crown. And our crown chakras, they have to be opened fully to receive this shift to the 5D consciousness in the age of Aquarius on December 21st that everybody just completed. And it is also no coincidence that a solar flare is called a coronal mass ejection. And that spiritual people like you and I are talking about the 5D and this shift. And this is the dimension of, you know, unconditional love in the age of Aquarius. And 5G was also just recently launched worldwide through the satellites, through our cell phones, and through the all those towers that are everywhere now. And, you know, all these 5G satellites and phones and towers, they're all sending out, you know, this very short wavelength that can cause our chakras to become, you know, extremely unbalanced. And these 5G rays, they're used to stop the 5D rays from entering into the crown chakra.
Huh.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow, but there are no coincidences.
There are no freaking coincidences. Like, come on. And, you know,
We are here for a reason.
We are. And these, the crazy part, like, on a science-based level, like, they've measured this, they've tested it. These rays coming from the 5G from your phone and these towers and everywhere, they're stopping the body from producing melatonin and serotonin. So you're asleep and, you know, you're happy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's the, that's 5G. You know, I've read articles about 5G causing, you know, seizures and cancer and other things. But, like, this is what's happening on an energetic level.
And they are everywhere.
So, I don't know about you, but I'm not going to be sleeping with my phone in my room.
No.
At night anymore. I'm going to set it outside of my room at least and maybe limit my phone time a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Do it too if you guys want to.
Dang, 5G, you're crazy. But, you know, honestly, getting to 5D was just as crazy.
It really is crazy, and I think it's also crazy how many different spiritual communities and medicine lineages gathered on December 21st at all these sacred sites around the world just to see Jupiter and Saturn come into alignment into the sign of Aquarius to create the fabled Bethlehem star or the Christmas star, heralding in the second coming of Christ, which is, in fact, the collective consciousness enlightenment of the human race worldwide.
Yeah, dude, you know, this conjunction ushers in an era of possibilities and solutions. It's a time where we're called to live from our deepest soul essence, you know?
Yeah.
This moment, you know, it's been pointed to for thousands of years as the time of the Great Awakening, you know, of humanity. It's the dawn of the age of the Aquarius. Our prayers are really, really, really important at this time. Seers are describing this time as the resurrection of the light. The divine orchestra is revealed in all of its celestial glory, you know?
The age of Aquarius.
And after this shift, I think that I feel the most whole and at peace within myself than I ever have in my whole life.
You know, I think I agree with that. Like, thinking about it, like, I'm just like, I do. Mm-hmm. You're right. This is a crazy year that's been going on.
It's been a beautiful transition into the 5D.
Wow. It has. And we hope that all of you out there are feeling the same and optimistic about the coming year. And,
yes, 2021. Bring it on.
Yeah, bring it on. Here we come. What you gonna do?
So, solar brothers and solar sisters, let us know how the shift into 5D has affected you, or how it hasn't affected you.
And what a crazy year it has been, and we want to thank you guys for tuning in and listening to
the Solar Sisters podcast.
And tune in next week for our podcast, which is titled, What the Fluoride? We'll see you guys next week.